Let's move on now to less controversial Vatican pronouncements, shall we? Remember when Pope Francis supposedly said, "Our pets can go to heaven too?" Yeah, I know. It turned out it was a different pope who said that decades ago. But still, a lot of people really respond to that statement because they love their pets so much. I get that. Now, if you're one of them, you'll like this next story. It's about New York City's first permanent cat cafe. You heard me right. Alina Simone has our story.
New York isn't known as a city that lags behind on global trends, but it took 16 years after the first cat cafe opened in Taipei for the public marriage of coffee and cat to be formalized here. And while it's sad we New Yorkers couldn't get our cat on earlier, it did give the owners of Meow Parlor time to gather inspiration. Emily Legrand visited her first cat cafe in Japan.
It was a kind of lounge where everybody was sitting on the floor and there were all kind of different cats. It was very soothing, very relaxing. It was a very nice experience.
Less relaxing and nice was last year's expedition to Le Café des Chats in Emily's native France.
I think because French people are a bit different than Japanese people, they were not as disciplined and they were fighting over the cat's tensions and stuff like that. Maybe it was just the day I was there, but it was a little bit stressful to see that. But I mean, that's how things are in Paris, I guess.
Tout le monde veut devenir un cat, parce que chaque quand il est cat.
Shoes, seating, and stressed-out cats were all things Emily and her partner Christine Ha discussed before opening Meow Parlor in December. They also spent a lot of time talking to the New York City Health Department about kitty litter and cookies. As a result, Meow Parlor's bakery side is actually a few doors down from the cat side. But logistics aside, why pay $8 an hour for the privilege of sitting next to a cat that will probably ignore you? In Asia, where cat cafes made their first appearance, the explanation typically involves notoriously tiny apartments. Cafes offered thwarted cat lovers a place to enjoy a little feline company. But anthropologist Lorraine Plourde of SUNY Purchase has her own hypothesis about why they're so popular, especially in Japan. The cat cafe capital.
I argue that they're actually part of what we could consider a healing goods industry or a healing boom. That really started in Japan in the 90s amidst these deep, you know, social and economic traumas in Japan.
Emily Legrand had never read Plourde's academic work, but she too views cat cafes as a therapeutic antidote to modern urban life.
In a city like Tokyo, or I mean in really huge cities like that, it's so stressful and everything's so fast that to have a space where you can relax with cats, because for some reason it's really relaxing to be among cats. I think it makes sense in really big cities.
Like New York and Seattle and Los Angeles and more than a dozen other U.S. cities where cat cafes have either just opened or are about to. But these American upstarts offer a little something extra than their counterparts in Tokyo or Paris. Here, you might just end up taking a cat home with you.
We really wanted the cats to be for adoption. I don't think we would have gone on with the project without this component.
In contrast, says Lorraine Plourde, in Japan, it's not unusual to see the cats referred to as laborers, literally cat staff.
Which is why you see, you know, a number of activists in Japan's animal rights movement are fairly opposed to cat cafes. That there's something, you know, kind of exploitative or, you know, overstimulating for the cats in this environment.
Here at Meow Parlor, Emily explains, it's more like their 9 cats are in business for themselves. When I visited, the cafe had only been open for a few days, but several patrons had already filed adoption papers, including Rachel Van Doren, Meow Parlor's publicist.
For whatever reason, Julian's just my favorite. But he's kind of aloof. He's kind of a little awkward. He's not as graceful as many cats. I've seen him fall a couple of times.
Others in search of a cat companion that speaks to their inner dork will have to wait. Meow Parlor is currently booked through the end of February. Over in Asia, the cat cafe boom seems to have peaked, but the wheels of innovation keep turning.
You're also seeing other types of animal cafes emerge in the last few years. So things like rabbit cafes, owl cafes.
Last year, the first goat cafe opened in Tokyo. I wonder what the New York City Health Department will say to that. For The World, this is Alina Simone from New York.
You are listening to The World.